Not at all. Not
Because
at
the only one
all.
I'm sure of is John Petty and Robert Lyne.
Well, those are the only two you really need to be sure
Those are
of.
the only two I got
Those are
right.
the you really have to keep
And I
track
thought,
of.
I swear to God, I looked at the picture,
Yeah.
and then I looked him up online to
Right.
see if it was the same guy.
Right, right.
So I still got the picture.
Scott has, yeah, Scott has a blog, like I do, has a blog. So you the pictures will match that.
Okay. Can you guys read? Oh, I have to redo that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All
Just
right,
so you know. The governor's comments yesterday on marijuana legislation. I know this was something you wanted to make a priority this year. Does this change your plans?
No, it does not change my plans at all. I mean, I understand, you know, the governor is going in a particular direction with his career, and I'm going in a particular direction with, you know, the lives of people in Baltimore City, especially young African-American males who are getting arrested inordinately amount of times that I just don't think this problem should not exist. And I think there are a lot of people here in Annapolis, not just legislators, but people across the state agree. Why should a young person, whether he's black or white, get a record for something that is not as dangerous a drug as we were once led to believe?
So specifically, you'd make it a misdemeanor or just
no
record? I mean,
this bill would do the same thing that Colorado and Washington did and said that if you can use marijuana in small amounts and not be arrested at all, it's not a crime. And the state of Maryland would also be responsible for regulating it and taxing it.
Without the governor supporting it, isn't there less of a chance of, or no chance of getting it passed? I mean, if it winds up being vetoed, you just start it and start the debate and then wait for the
Well, the governor didn't say that he would veto it. He just said that he was in favor of it right now. But after hearing, I mean, this is why we have 90-day session.
Sure.
We have public hearings where people come and talk. Sometimes people convince other folks that this is a good idea. The governor may change his mind. I don't think he's saying he'll never do this at any time. So, no, I'm not slowing down. I just think it's certainly a conversation we've got to have. If it doesn't pass this year, we'll do it again next year.
All right. Don't get